This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Trump is weighing in on the situation in Syria, where a relief group says that hundreds of thousands of civilians are fleeing Idlib province. AP correspondent Ben Thomas with details.
Idlib is the last rebel stronghold in Syria. Government forces have been bombarding it for about a month and last week launched a ground offensive. The Syrian army and opposition activists say more than 40 villages and hamlets have been captured, while the Syrian Response Coordination Group says more than 200,000 people are fleeing their homes ahead of the advance. Meanwhile, President Trump is accusing Syria, along with allies Russia and Iran, of being on their way to killing thousands of innocent civilians. In a tweet, he says, "Don't do it," adding that Turkey is working hard to stop what he describes as carnage. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A passenger plane carrying nearly 100 people crashed near the city of Almaty in Kazakhstan on Friday after takeoff slamming into a house in an accident that killed at least 15 people and injured dozens more. The Fokker 100 aircraft operated by Beck Air got into trouble shortly after departing from the Central Asian country's main financial center on a pre-dawn flight en route to the capital. Reports say that there could have been some type of malfunction on the plane. Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny says that he was dragged out of his office by police officers who conducted fresh searches at the headquarters of his anti-corruption foundation in Moscow. It was not immediately clear why the outspoken Kremlin critic was detained. Navalny was live on Twitter showing the moments before police officers entered the office. This is VOA News. Iraqi President Bahram Saleh said Thursday that he would rather resign than appoint a prime minister chosen by a bloc in parliament that is influenced by Iran. On Wednesday, the Fatah bloc named Assad al-Adani governor of the southern Basra province as the country's next prime minister. The choice was quickly rejected by anti-government protesters who called for a complete overhaul of the government that has been in place since the 2003 U.S. invasion of Iraq. Riot police stormed shopping malls for third day of Christmas protests in Hong Kong Thursday and detained a number of people after masked protesters roamed through shops, some throwing paint and disrupting restaurant services. Christmas in Hong Kong is usually bustling with commercial activity, tourists and local people flocking to shops and restaurants and strolling on both sides of the scenic Victoria Harbor to watch festive illuminations. But during this holiday, streets and malls and shopping districts have been filled with tension after police fired tear gas, rubber bullets, and pepper spray at protesters and beat and arrested many of them. China, Iran, and Russia will hold joint naval drills starting this Friday in the Indian Ocean and Gulf of Oman. China's defense ministry said on Thursday amid heightened tensions in the region between Iran and the United States. Zachary Goldman with Reuters.
China on Thursday said it will hold joint naval drills with Iran and Russia in the Indian Ocean and the Gulf of Oman. The maneuvers will begin Friday amid heightened tension in the region between Iran and the United States. China will send a guided missile destroyer. A defense ministry spokesman said the drill was a, quote, normal military exchange between the three armed forces and was in line with international law and practices. But it also brings together three of the United States' chief global rivals at one of the world's most sensitive hotspots. The Gulf of Oman is a particularly sensitive waterway as it connects to the Strait of Hormuz, the shipping route for about a fifth of the world's oil.
That is Reuters' Zachary Goldman reporting. Officials in Pakistan and India say the two rivals exchanged fire in the disputed Himalayan region of Kashmir on Thursday. They also say that this killed two Pakistani soldiers, an Indian soldier, as well as a civilian woman. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.